Welcome into an episode of Light the Lamp here on Duckstream. I'm Alexis Downey in the Paul Correa studio on this Monday, October 6th. Hey, you know what that means? The NHL season starts this week. Your Anaheim Ducks are taking the ice on Thursday. They're hitting the road this week for the first two games before they'll come home for the home opener next week. Couldn't be more excited to get this week going. And the Ducks are going to be taking on the Seattle Kraken on Thursday, then the San Jose Sharks before they come home to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Hockey is here. We are ready to go. And I, like I said, just excited for the season. Looking forward to these early first couple weeks because I think it's going to be very telling about this team as they've had to adopt new systems, get used to some new faces. The energy is high and we are just thrilled for another hockey season and hopefully one of growth this year too. We want to see them in the playoffs. I mean, obviously every year, but I think the expectations are just different this year and there's going to be that push this year. All right, so that brings me to our episode here today. We're continuing our Anaheim Ducks Media Day interviews. And for this episode, you'll get to hear from Lucas Dostal, Beckett Seneca, and Tim Washey. And we're going to start with Dostal, someone that got a big contract not too long ago over the summertime, becoming the Ducks' number one goaltender now. Some big expectations for him as well, stepping into this role, but we know he can handle that. We've seen that over the last two seasons, his growth in the net, the heavy load that he had to take on last year, playing in 54 games, which was 10 more than the previous season where he was in 44. He ended the year over 20 wins, 23 wins for him, which is a career best so far, but we're going to see that number go up this year. I guarantee it. And his save percentage ended the year at .903. Goals against average went down a little bit in the second half of the season. But the first half, going back to that, he was stellar through the first half of the season for the Ducks. And we knew that goaltending was a big reason that the team was able to stay in a lot of games last season, having John Gibson a part of that tandem with Dostal. This year, it's going to look a little different. And the Ducks are going to have Peter Mrazek, also Ville Husso. So there's some stability on that end as well, having three netminders that are all fairly reliable from what we've seen in the preseason. I mean, we saw Ville Husso last year. Mrazek's a new face, but isn't new to the NHL, someone who has a lot of experience. Maybe not the best numbers in more recent years, but maybe having a fresh start, being alongside one of his good friends, Lucas Dostal, I think that, you know, that always helps. It's a different mindset when you change your environment in that sense. So let's see. Dostal and I chatted all about his summer. He was a little busy. He was back home in Czech doing some training before he went to Finland to really hone in on his training where he normally does in the off season. Got to take a couple trips for weddings, and we'll just get into all of that now. So here's my chat with Lucas Dostal.
We're here with Lucas Dostal at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Hey, you've been very busy over the last couple days, taking part in the player media tour in Vegas. How was that?
It was a fun experience. A lot of cameras, a lot of interviews, but it was fun. Great experience.
Jumping into more cameras here too. Yeah, exactly. Hopefully a little bit easier than the last couple days.
Yeah,
less
easier.
Pressure.
It's easier, yeah.
Well, we're going to have fun with it today. We're going to play some cornhole and then head over to the green and you get to putt.
Okay.
So does that sound good? Yeah. We're going to talk about your summer too.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Awesome. All right. Well, let's get over here first and you can go on that side.
Yeah. Which one do you pick? Oh, okay.
Have you played
orange.
This before?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. A couple times.
Okay, well then you'll go first.
No, you start.
Oh, okay.
You start.
I will say,
because you've been practicing, you've been already throwing yesterday, probably today.
Yeah,
so.
Billy's pretty good. He was our first person today, so.
Billy was good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're up there, but. All right, so.
Let's do it.
Talking about your summer a little bit more.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
Signing your contract, how did that, I guess, make you feel a little bit more settled into the rest of your summer?
Yeah, it does.
It's actually 3 points.
All right. It was good, like, not gonna lie. Obviously very, very excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to sign here, because we have a young core coming up and we have a great veteran presence, you know, new players, new head coach. So I really see the bright future here. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to sign here. So
there you go. Coming back to Orange County, when did you get back?
I think last Saturday. So it's going to be like over the week and a half, I would say.
Do you get to do anything before the season, like that you enjoy here in Orange County?
Mostly going out, go to the beach. It's still nice weather. So I do that. And, you know, just obviously practicing, getting ready for upcoming season. So kind of the basic, nothing special.
Yeah,
I got to still play some tennis, though. So.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, I haven't done it yet.
So. Did you get to play much this summer?
Yeah, I played a couple times. I played, so obviously it's fun. It's fun. I like that sport. I prefer it better than golf. You guys set me up with the putting here, and obviously I did.
Maybe we have to get out on the court then next time.
Yeah, we should. I think that would be great.
I think we can set that up. Yeah. I'm not very good, but maybe, I don't know if there's someone on
the
team.
Yeah, like we can actually do like interview like this and just try to hit a couple of balls. And like, that would be great.
Okay.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, good start. I have to match it.
Come on.
Talking a little bit more about your off season, what was your favorite thing that you got to do this summer?
Well, obviously spent some time with my family, with my friends. That was very nice. Obviously, always, you know, when you leave, you miss your friends or your family. So, but yeah, hopefully they can come out and or come here, and that would be nice. And I went to London. I had a lot of weddings. I attended a lot of weddings. I was at three of them. It was Vax's wedding, actually. Then Ole Ullevi and Atlantis also. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
A couple
fun
names that fans will know.
Yeah, of course. So I definitely gave it all. I'll tell you that. I gave it all at the weddings. So it was fun. It was fun.
You were also named to the first six for the Czech Olympic team. Talked to Radko about that yesterday, too. What does that mean to you to be able to represent your country again?
It's honor. You know, you still kind of live on that gold medal from World Championships that we won in Prague, and kind of had that feeling that, like, how is it to play for national team? So obviously that's very exciting. It's very exciting to be part of the national team at the Olympics, because, you know, it's been 12 years since the NHL players could attend, and I got lucky that I'm still young, so I wasn't in that time where the players couldn't go. So, but yeah, obviously very, very exciting. It's a big honor, and it's going to be a fun tournament.
Let's head over to the green now.
Oh boy.
See how you do there.
Oh boy.
I know golf isn't necessarily your favorite, but
no, it's not.
We have a couple different putters to choose from.
All right, I'll try.
If you want to keep it simple,
yeah,
that works too.
I'll try this one.
The upcoming season now, I know we've talked about it before, but yeah, you're going to hit on the dot there.
I know, I'm just kidding.
See how many times it takes you to get a hole in one. Having a Mrazek in the goalie room, I know that's something that we've talked about a little bit, but now that you get to see him here, is that setting in a little bit more?
It's interesting, because, you know, even our goalie coach, he's from Slovakia, so we all can speak in our native language. So that's kind of very unique, I would say, in the NHL. But with Peter, obviously, we met at the World Championships. He's a great guy. When he got traded, we texted right away, and you know, he was asking me where to stay, you know, like how is it in California. So yeah, I told him nice weather, good fans. So he's very excited to be here, and I'm excited to have him as my goalie partner. So
when you look ahead to this season, do you have any goals that you've set for yourself? I mean, now it's taking over this number one spot too.
Well, win more games. Obviously, win more games, and you know, bring the Ducks to the playoffs again. I feel that's going to be our ultimate goal, like to make a playoffs and make a damage in the playoffs. So that's going to be something where we are really excited for. It's something that why I put the work in the summer. And hopefully we can get it done. So.
Did you change anything in your training this off season?
Obviously, there were some things that I had to work on. It's always nice when you play a lot of games, so you can kind of look back what kind of goals you let in, and to make sure that you're not going to be letting them next year. So there were a couple of things that I worked on, Obviously, the off-ice, I've been with my strength and condition coach for, it's been almost like 5 years, and it's fitting me really well. So, but yeah, on the ice, like, I put some work in, obviously, to work on some stuff too, so I can stop more pucks, you know?
One more. Let's see how you do here to finish it off.
Yeah. Go. Hit lower. Harder.
There you go. That's a good ending. All right.
That's a good ending.
Thank you, Lucas.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're one of five on that contract for Lucas Dostal. $6.5 million, his average annual value on the contract. So looking forward to another year with the Dostwall between the pipes. And like I said, just a reliable guy. You know, I want to wrap this up before I get to our next guest on this episode. Dostal in particular, in that home preseason game, I believe it was against the Kings on that Wednesday game. It was not a good game for the Ducks, a loss for them. But on the end of goaltending, we saw Dostal and Klang. But Dostal looked really sharp in that game and someone that, you know, it looks like he hasn't missed a beat. So big things to come for him this season. All right, our next guest. A new face in the locker room, but not someone new to this organization. Beckett Seneca. I said his name and I just thought back to the draft and his shocked reaction. That will really never get old. But Beckett Seneca taking part in the Ducks training camp preseason. He's on the roster. He is getting ready to play this year. And looking back at his numbers last season, he was in juniors in the OHL, which... this is, you know, a part of a bit of a scenario for the Ducks where what do you do with a player that isn't old enough to go to the AHL but is definitely outgrown juniors? Well, that's kind of the situation, it seems, for Beckett Seneca. He had 86 points with the Oshawa Generals last year in 56 games played, also took part in the playoffs where he had 32 points in 18 games. He's someone that while he's young, you see his brightness on the ice. You see his talent level, his skill. I think the defensive side of his game will need some work as he adjusts to the NHL level, but that's expected, especially for a young player like him. And also, you know, I think back to the rookie faceoff, some nerves there. I mean, that was the first time that he was in front of Ducks fans and playing essentially a real game in that end. And I can understand where, you know, you have all of the pressures of this and being the third overall pick and all of that coming along with it. So I think training camp was really important for Beckett Seneca to get settled, get a little more situated. He was actually living with Stian Solberg through training camp, so a familiar face on that end, which I'm sure helped him outside the rink. Overall, really exciting to have him here in Anaheim. And my chat with him was all about his summer. He said he got bigger and stronger, and that has paid off through training camp. So let's get to that chat now with Beckett Seneca.
We're joined now by Beckett Seneca, who is a newbie to our Anaheim Ducks media days. And we're going to have some fun here today with our cornhole and putting greens. So Beckett, first off, how are you feeling about how the day's been going?
Long day. It's a lot of kind of testing and media stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's not pretty long.
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
How was your summer?
It was good. I definitely spent some time getting stronger with Mike Barwis. So I spent a month there, which was really fun with a couple other guys. And then I'm just at home with my family and up in the cottage a little bit and seeing friends. So it was fun.
We're going to keep the fun going. So let's get started with this. And I'll let you toss first, too. Okay. So unless you want me to. But
I want to see you go.
I'll go first. Okay, so if you get it in the hole, it's 3 points.
Three?
Yeah. One on the board is 1 point. And you can go all the way up to here, technically. So.
Okay.
There we go. So you also recently just took part in the NHLPA Rookie Showcase. What was that like, getting to meet some of those other top prospects?
Yeah, it was fun. I know a lot of the guys that were there, so it was kind of good to see them around again. But then also, that was actually nice. but yeah, it was nice seeing some of the other top prospects around, and meeting them was pretty cool.
Did you know any of them before?
I would say probably 70% of them I've either kind of skated with, seen around, played against, but the Europeans I haven't, I don't know that well.
All right, let's see.
I gotta knock it in, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can. You can, yeah. I mean, that would be ideal for you. See, okay, that was good still. We can do one more round and then we'll move over to the putting green. So where do you train during the off season then?
I train in Toronto with, I've been with the same guy for 5 years and then they, the staff kind of wanted me to go down to their guy in Florida for a bit. So I was there.
What do you feel like you were able to strengthen this off season?
I would say just my biggest thing would be like my explosive power, I think got, a lot better than what it was in previous years.
Let's see how you do here.
Oh man.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
We'll cut that one out.
Yeah, we can work on that. Being back here, I mean, you were here for development camp, but now being back here, you're going to be taking part in the rookie face-off as well. What are you looking forward to and maybe about learning in these next couple weeks?
I think just getting back into playing games. I haven't played a game in...
Terrible.
I haven't played a game in a while, so, I mean, that's...
We're done. Well, we're done with the bags. Yeah. We'll move over to the green.
That's why I play hockey, so I have to play games, and that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
All right. So you have your choice of a couple different putters.
I think I'm going for this one. I've never seen this before.
The Happy Gilmore putter.
Damn.
And we've had a range of skills here, but I will say everyone that's had the putter recently has been doing well, but you can put it on the dot there.
This one?
Yep. Yep.
I don't know. There's some pretty good golfers on the team out here, so...
Where would you say your golf game level is?
Not great, but I don't know. We'll see. Watch.
Okay, almost. Is it just a little bit?
Yeah,
off?
Yeah. I'm all right. Okay. I can play. I just am not like good.
Do you have any goals that you've set for yourself coming into this year?
I don't know. I think I'm going in sort of. Just trying to make the best impression I can in this camp and kind of take it one day at a time. So I wouldn't say that I've set any clear goals.
You're learning as it comes.
Exactly.
All right, let's see. We'll end it on there that. That was a good one, Beckett. Thank you for joining us. And, hey, good luck with training camp. Thanks. And excited to see you in the rookie face-off as
Thank
well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's been fun to see where Beckett has slotted in training camp and preseason through the lineup because the lines continually seem to be changing. One line, though, that hasn't really changed too much has been that top line, Leo Carlsen, Chris Kreider, and Troy Terry. I like that trio together, and I think that they're probably going to stay together as we saw them in that final preseason game in LA, which, by the way, 4 goals in the third period. The comeback kids are back, but they're not kids anymore. They're growing up, and unfortunately for the Ducks, not able to finish it in overtime, but like the resilient effort, just came a little too late. So I hope that is not a trend. We got to see some better starts from the team this year. Now I'm going on a tangent, but let's get to our final guest for this episode. Tim Washey, someone we only saw in 2 games at the end of last season as he made his NHL debut after coming off a national championship with the Western Michigan Broncos. How exciting for him. He was the captain there. I can't even imagine the whirlwind that would be. You win the national championship that you worked so hard for, the first national championship for the school, and then you go, you sign an NHL contract, you get on a plane, you fly to Minnesota, you meet all your new teammates, and you get into an NHL game, and hey, you look pretty comfortable in doing it. So awesome time for Tim Washey, and someone that he was at the Ducks development camp back in early July. So he's been around a little bit at this point, and someone that also got a bit of time through the preseason. He wins faceoffs, which is important for this team because we know that they've struggled on that end in particular. But someone, unfortunately, that won't be on the season opening roster. He'll be down in San Diego, but definitely someone to keep on our radar as we go throughout this year. All right. So Tim Washey spent his summer back home in Michigan. He also talked about how he got into swimming, which You don't really think about that as a good training method for hockey, but talk about endurance, and swimming is really good for your body. So I imagine that, you know, that's kind of a different perspective, kind of different way to approach your off-season training. So I liked that from him, and I'm not going to give any more away because that was one of the more favorite things that I heard from Tim Washey. So let's get to that chat with Tim Washey.
Tim Washey joins us now here at Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Tim, welcome back to Orange County. I know you were here for development camp not too long ago, but how does it feel to be back?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, weather's incredible. Great to see all the guys, and yeah, it's been a blast.
You kind of have an advantage because you just got to sit and watch Ian in my competition or chat here, rather. Yeah. But we're going to play some cornhole, and then you'll get out on the putting green here. So,
sweet.
Sound good?
Yeah, I was learning from that Harvard guy. Always.
All right. Well, do you want to go first?
No, you first.
Okay. All right.
First.
So you can size up the competition.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Your summer, where did you train and spend your time?
I was at Michigan, about an hour north of Detroit. Family's all there, so it was good to spend some time with them, and get to work.
Your favorite thing to do in the off season?
Well, usually guys say there's guys that fish and guys that golf. I usually like to fish because I'm not very good at golf, so.
That's what
I like to do.
Am I remembering you went on a fishing trip to Florida?
I did, yes.
Yes, yeah. I remember we chatted about this at development camp.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were successful, caught some cool things.
Do you eat fish too? Are you?
I like, okay. If it's, you know, from the ocean, that's, yeah, you got it, right?
There's a lot of really good restaurants and fish out here too, so I was just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, that was pretty good. First round.
Yeah, you put up the blocker, so that was kind of tough.
All right, well, let's play one more round here. Yep, and then we'll get over to the putting green.
Sweet.
Did you change anything in your off-season training and knowing that you'd be coming back out here?
I try to do a lot of conditioning. I actually found swimming to be pretty beneficial.
So, freestyle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it helps.
Okay. Had you ever done that before?
Not really, no. Got into it a little bit last year, and then try to continue it this summer. So
that's, you know, and it's really good for endurance and like breathing, your breath work and all that. Yeah.
I think it helps. Oh, there it is.
There you go. See, maybe I'm worse on this side. When you went back to Michigan, did you get to enjoy some time with your national champion team?
I did. Yeah. It was, we had a summer full of some little events here and there, so like the alumni weekend, and we got to go to some cool sporting events. But yeah, it was great spending time with them and some family.
All right, you got one more. Let's see how it goes. I think you beat me in this one too. Yeah, see, there you go. So we're 1-1. But let's go over to the putting green now.
All right.
Which putter would you like to choose from?
I don't know.
Everyone's always drawn to that one. Oh no! Well, yeah, you could do that one.
The hockey stick. Actually.
Okay,
let's try it.
Happy Gilmore
style. I can
kind
of putt lefty and righty. I don't know.
That seems to be a skill then.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Well, kind of hold it like a hockey stick, huh? Not the speed.
No. You try again.
Try lefty.
When you look ahead to this season, do you have any goals that you've set for yourself?
I want to, learn from the older guys and, find my way in and try to be a difference maker each night.
Have you gotten to chat with the staff here or some of the other guys too coming in?
Yeah, sure did. They've been great. A lot of insight and, help when I have questions. So just excited for the opportunity and ready to go.
What is your favorite thing about Orange County so far? You've spent a little bit of time here.
Yeah.
Now you're getting a little more adjusted.
I think it's so cool being by the ocean and, having a beach to walk and, spend time outside. So not used to that. Usually you got to hibernate in the winter back home. So that's been very nice.
Let's see. Okay, we'll end it on that one. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you.
And And that'll wrap up this episode of our Anaheim Ducks Media Day interviews. We only have two left as we get closer to, I guess it would be the home opener, because at that point we're going to have another episode this week and then one more next week. And then these interviews will be done. You'll get to hear from basically everyone that was at our media days. And it's been so much fun to get to share these with you. Hope you've enjoyed them as well. This episode with Lucas Dostal, Beckett Seneca, and Tim Washey. And I always have to plug it, but if you want to watch these, because the visual helps, you can watch it on the Victory Plus app as well. Looking forward to the rest of this week. Hockey is starting, and it's going to be an exciting opening night of hockey slated for the national level. All the games that are going to be aired on that before the Ducks take the ice on Thursday in Seattle. Cannot wait. It's going to be a good year, guys, and looking forward to everything that's to come. Good energy, good group, and I just keep repeating the same things, but that's truly the story of it as we get into the year. Thank you, as always, for listening to this episode here on DuckStream, and we will see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.